E, welcome back to First to Know on My Drive.
What's up, man?
It's ZZ Top time.
Bring
an elevation tour to the Prescott Valley Finley Toyota Center Wednesday, April 24th.
Today.
What's your favorite Z song?
You know what? I think it's Jesus Left Chicago. A classic.
Okay.
As a classic. You know what? It's, well, I'm married to the guy who, once they go mainstream, he's like, eh. But this is, I've checked the set list. This is going to be a great concert.
What's wrong with somebody going mainstream and being
making
successful?
Some money? It's, well, he doesn't like the FM sound. Like when they kind of, you know, sharp dressed man, all that. He likes it. It's just that, that kind of, you know, they put themselves kind of in a box where some of their older stuff is really good, but
whatever.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited. Can't make it, but I am excited that they're here.
I'll tell y'all.
So
that.
Way to go. Finley Toyota Center, Prescott Valley. Check out ZZ Top. I'm guessing there's a few more seats.
There, I think last I checked, they're at about 70%, but this is very typical for Prescott Valley.
Last
and
minute. Yep.
I get there and there's people standing in line. I'm like, you know, you can do that right on your phone and you can.
There you go. So while we're in Prescott Valley, we get the Prescott Valley Community Market this Sunday, 10 to 3 at the Prescott Valley Town Center featuring local small businesses and food trucks.
That's going to be a good one. They always do a good job over there. I like that one a lot. Cool. Signature Series is coming up. That's going to be on May 15th from 3 to 5 at the center on Rosser Street in Prescott. This is the fifth time they've done the Signature Series, and they're going to be talking attainable housing. They've got some great speakers, Brad Fain, Joe Contadino, Nicole Kennedy, Bruce Rosenberg, Stephanie Robinson, and John Rocha.
For more information, go to fainsignaturegroup.com, put on by Ron Fain and Co.
Nice.
Awesome.
A good event.
What else we got?
Prescott Valley Town Center Summer Concert Kickoff. Whoa, that was a mouthful. Scandalous Hands.
Brought to you by the Fain Family Foundation.
That's going to be a great one right here at the Turf Park, May 17th from 6:30 to 9:30. It's starting to feel like summer. It's happening. We're going to get there. I'm excited.
Yep.
This is one of, what, four or five concerts?
Yep.
This summer? Perfect.
So again, those are free concerts, and they'll have beer and wine gardens. So check out the first concert with Scandalous Hands, as Alicia said, May 17th, 6:30, 9:30 p.m. in the Turf Park, right behind Colt. And then we have the grand entry tryouts for the world's oldest rodeo in Prescott. Now open tryouts will be held at the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo Grounds Thursday, June 6th at 6 and Saturday, June 15th at 10 and Thursday, June 20th at 6 p.m. Waivers are available at the world's oldest rodeo.com.
Waivers.
Or a hard copy at the office. Must be at least 16. Bring your own horse and go from there.
Yeah. Cool. So, okay. Bring their own flag boot. Okay. I was thinking I could just show up with a horse and try out, but
you
there's
can.
Like, there's
I'll
some stuff.
I'll videotape that so I can
there's,
laugh.
There's some stuff.
Don't fall off your burro. I don't think many burros count.
No, I don't think so. No. Riding.
So while we're still in Prescott, the Prescott Film Festival rides early this year. The 14th edition of the Prescott Film Festival is hitting the trail a little early this year, as I just said, but I'm reading what I'm saying. At Yabai College's Jim and Linda Lee Performing Arts Center, July 17th through Saturday, July 20th. This is very cool. One of my favorite. You're looking funny.
No, I wasn't sure. I was like checking the dates on that. So
July 17th through July 20th. That's early, I
guess. Is that early?
One
oh, it's earlier this year than normal. Gotcha.
Helen Stevenson is the mastermind behind this with Yabai College. Highly recommend this event if you've never gone before. Check out the Prescott Film Festival this year, the 14th edition.
That'll be awesome. Parker McCollum is coming to Prescott Valley. After recently announcing a 13-date extension, he is now giving fans even more by announcing three new tour stops with special guest Randy Rogers Band. This is October 17th at 7:30, and tickets are on sale now at the Finley Toyota Center.
Going to Pure Imagination Festival. This is kind of a biggie. May 17th and 18th at Watson Lake in Prescott. It takes pride in being family-friendly, environmentally forward event with children aged 10 and under granted free entry when accompanied by a ticketed adult. Plan your visit seamlessly by purchasing a parking pass in advance for on-site parking or opt for the convenient free shuttle directly to the festival. For tickets, visit pureimagination.com. Did you go last year?
So I didn't go last year, but Wilson went last year. And we just had Candace Devine in studio last week talking about this event. Even if you have no interest in going, if you talk to her for 5 minutes, you're buying a ticket. The passion that she has for this event is
individual.
Yeah. And the, just the love and passion they put into this event is going to be amazing. Go for just the day of, you know, the breathtaking events or the breathtaking, the Granite Dells. It's beautiful. So they put a lot of time and effort. This is a 2-day event now. Friday that night is going to be kind of the kickoff. And then all day on the 18th, you can park and go and shuttle and no excuses. Awesome. Great event.
My favorite event, Half-Wit Shakespeare's The Tempest. Sunday, April 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Raven Cafe. I believe you have to sit down and have a couple drinks as they drink and do Shakespeare. Am I right? It's kind of like drunk history.
This is awesome. So
it's drunk English.
Drunk English.
Visit the Raven Cafe for more info. RavenCafe.com for more information. Sunday, April 21st, 6 to 8 p.m.
They do cool stuff.
Interesting.
Another fun one is Clue the Musical. That's going to be Friday, April 26th from 7 to 9 and April 27th and Sunday, April 28th at 2:30. And this is at the Main Street Theater in Prescott Valley. This internationally popular game is now a fun-filled musical that brings the world's best-known suspects to life. So tickets are $25 with a $5 discount available for military, teachers, students, and seniors.
While you're on the roll, you want to talk about Prescott Book Readers?
Prescott Book Readers. So this is over at the Peregrine Books Book Co. Is it Peregrine? Peregrine. I always want to say Grind.
Peregrine Book Co.
In Prescott. They're... So a group of readers, they meet to discuss quality works of contemporary fiction, some classics, short stories, and perhaps a work of nonfiction from time to time. If you're interested in doing this, because we kind of do a book club with our, you know, with our company, and I enjoy that. And
what are we reading right now?
We are reading Turn the Ship Around. I always want to say rewrite the ship. Turn the ship around.
It's a submarine that we're talking about.
Yeah, turn the ship around. So, but if you're interested in going, email Jimmy Hart Jr. at gmail.com. JimmyHartJr. at gmail.com. That'll be fun. Make some friends. Read some books.
Awesome.
Love it. What else we got?
You could talk about one of our newest podcasts on cast11.com, the Prescott Podcast Network.
The Prescott Podcast Network, April Awareness. So Start Healing with YFAC. In honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, join host and YFAC director Missy Sikora as she dives into crucial conversations about parenting, communication tools, and debunking common myths surrounding sexual assault. This is going to be a great podcast. It's in the early stages and it's really great. I hate to say great content, but she's, again, very passionate about what she's doing, very knowledgeable. It's going to be a really, really great podcast.
Kind of similar to the other podcast from Granite Mountain Behavioral Health on
Power of the Mind,
mental health and all the some interesting topics there.
Yeah, it's amazing how we were just talking about Power of the Mind yesterday. It is still one of the top downloaded podcasts.
Yep.
And it's, you know, people are... it's just top of mind for so many people. And I think for me, living in our community, I don't like to ever think that there's things going, you know, off the rails here in Prescott or Prescott Valley. And it is. So this is a great way to spread awareness and to just to understand there's, you know, we got to take care of our people.
Yep. And speaking of top podcasts, probably the number topest, one podcast the on the cast11.com network is... Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane, Waters Garden. The top 10 native plants to grow in Arizona is on and live. So check out Waters Garden Center. You can search it wherever you stream your favorite podcasts, or you can go to cast11.com and learn what are the native plants and what you might want to plant in your front or backyard, unless you have goats, and then you're planting metal plants.
Don't plant anything. I love this because my husband will knock himself out trying to, like, he'll go buy a tree, he'll go plant it. He loves it. And this is when we first moved here. And then it dies, but some random tree just pops out of the ground and starts growing. And we've got several really great trees in our yard that have just popped up. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to go talk to Ken because I need to know, like, I'm planting the wrong stuff. So these guys really keep you on the right track and got lots of great advice.
So What have you watched lately? Streaming reviews. I've watched two. One I'm still in the middle of, and one I finished. I watched The Dynasty covering the Patriots. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the owner Kraft. And that
crazy
dynamic between the three of them, and then all the drama and Aaron Hernandez. Oof. And the six wins, and then he moves on and gets a seventh. It's actually, and I'm not a big, you know, I'm not a big football fan, but I love the stories.
Yeah.
And there's some great stories in here just about human interaction and how they handle it, and Kraft's accomplishment of keeping Belichick and Brady together as long as he did, because that was difficult.
That was the duo, right?
So if you want to know about human resources or trying to grow a company, The Dynasty is actually a pretty good show to watch.
What to do and what not to do.
Wasn't bad. So I watched that. That was good.
I watched Dumb Money, and that was a good one. It was about, you know, the stocks and GameStop and all of that good stuff. Don't quite, like, I'm not one that follows that too much. So I loved the...
Dude that shorted the stock.
Yeah, like the Robin Hood story. I love that idea of, like, you know, these guys getting lucky and investing in this and doing that. That was a cool story. And
that was a good movie.
It was a great one. And then I'm in the middle of Queen Pins. So I watched about 45 minutes of it, and then it was bedtime. But it's these women who got together, and it's actually out of Phoenix, Arizona, that they...
The coupon scam. Yep.
And so I didn't finish the movie, and so I had to know, like, what happened. But in real life,
it's loosely based on the truth, because we researched it afterwards, like we always do, to see how truthful it was. The concept is true, except they printed... a lot of phony coupons, the real people.
So they didn't go to Mexico like in the movie.
Right. In the movie, they made it sound like they had these extra coupons down over the border that they would grab and then sell those. But in actuality, it sounded like they were printing like millions of dollars worth of coupons.
Yeah. And they were selling them or something.
That was good. Dumb Money was good. Mm-hmm. What was the name of this? The coupon one again?
Queen Pins.
Queen Pins was pretty decent. And then The Dynasty was good.
So, but Big Daddy was out in the patio, and I was watching Queen Pins, and I see out of the corner of my eye, Vin Diesel. He's luring me outside with Fast and Furious. So I ended up finishing like movie night out watching Fast and Furious. He knows the way to my heart. But you know what else I saw? I can't remember the name of it. It was the lady who she and her boyfriend were asleep, and these guys broke in and kidnapped her. And the story was so unbelievable. And like 48 hours later, she shows up like walking to her dad's house, and the whole world thought this was like a scam. Like, this could not have happened. It was not, the police didn't even like investigate it. It was just automatically, you're lying. And she was, you know, it was a hoax, and so hated, like the hate mail and everything that she was getting, and everybody just, you know, couldn't go back to their jobs. It was real. Like, they caught the people who did, like the guy, it was one guy, and he did this again, and they found one hair of hers in a pair of goggles and duct tape, just as she described it. But there was one police officer detective that was researching it and wouldn't let it go. She was like, this blonde hair belongs to somebody, and was able to crack the code. They ended up suing the police department and all of that for like $2 million.
Ouch.
So
you remember the name of the show?
American Nightmare.
So American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Fallout. We didn't really talk about Fallout yet, but American Nightmare, Dynasty. And then I'm in the middle of the Fallout right now, which is the apocalypse that happens during Cold War, like the 50s, 60s, whatever. The cars are cool in it. It's kind of this strange mix of art and the music they use, the photography and videography. But imagine like in the 50s, the apocalypse happens, 50s-ish, and then the technology advances. So it's in modern day time, but it's got all these, the helicopters look different. The technology looks different. I felt like steampunk. I was thinking of steampunk when I'm looking at some of the mechanics and what they did. It's pretty good. It's different, except they do have some zombies-ish things in it. So I was like, ah.
Yeah, it's like either stay with one genre or the other. I will, I just want everyone to know I am watching the Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian feud right now. I will keep you posted on that. Taylor's taken a major swing at Kim Kardashian, so I have to see how that plays out. Right, so yeah. Keep you guys all updated on that
one. Super Bowl champs. Now she's getting into it.
Tay-Tay, let's go.
So, first to know.
First to know, yo.
Pretty good. It's a good one. Got a new thing coming out.
First to know. So we've got our postcards pretty well. We've got all of the advertisers on the back of the postcard. We are dialing in everything, getting that ready to launch, and it's going to be great. The more you write everything down and kind of, I didn't even realize like how much this program has to offer, you know, like a marketing campaign for an advertiser or for the consumer that wants to be the first to know with deals and how we're getting that information to them. Because I think we're so ingrained to throw things away and not pay attention. And we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to hit you on all fronts. So this is
the first time we're bringing together online deals and offers in print and digital.
Right.
We're using Signals, which is a leading
multimedia
news site. We're using outdoor media, digital billboards.
SMS technology.
Using SMS technology, direct in-home mailers.
Yep.
E-newsletters, social media. It's all
podcasting
and podcasting, put it all together into one package, both for the consumer that wants to know it's featured events, deals, destinations, dining,
right,
all in one place through all these mediums that people consume their information on your phone.
Yeah. And we know that coupons work if we can get people to use them. We know deals will work. It's just, we're so ingrained to just, you know, it's not worth our time to flip through.
Yep.
All these deals. So we've made it very easy for you. So I'm excited. Our clients are excited. The people that are receiving the text messages, I mean, we have less than a 1% opt out on those. People are excited to get those messages every week and letting them know.
Cool.
ZZ Top's
first coming. To know.
It's super fun.
It's all I got.
I'm done. I'm getting ready for ZZ Top.
Yep.
I got to go.
Have fun.
All right. We'll see ya.
See ya.